Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Continue to describe here the Heichal itself. The Heichal referring to the Kodesh, Kodesh Kodeshim, and the Ulam together. Over here, this section, we're talking about the Ta'im. Most of the Mefarshim, most of the Rishonim believe the Ta'im were small chambers that ran alongside of the walls of the Heichal, of the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodeshim. And second, we'll just mention what the Rambam says. He has a very unusual Shita that is unlike all the other Rishonim. There are 38 Ta'im Ayusham, Chamisha Asar B'Tzafon, Chamisha Asar B'Darom. 15 on the north, 15 on the south, Ushmana B'Marav, and 8 along the back on the western side. Shibidarom, those on the southern side, Chamisha Al Gabi Chamisha V'Chamisha Al Gabihim. So there are 5 on the bottom floor, 5 above them, and another 5 above them. So if you think about the chambers along the southern side, the same will be true along the northern side, which is that there were 5 of them in a row that followed the wall, the length of the wall of the Heichal. Then the next floor up, there'll be another 5, and the floor above that, there'll be another 5. So that's true both in the Darom, and that is true also in the Tzafon. Shibimarav, on the western side, Shlosha al Gabei Shlosha. First floor was 3. The second floor was 3. Ushnaim al Gabeihem. And the third floor was only 2 chambers. Ushlosha ptachim ayad kol echad v'echad. Each one of these chambers has 3 doorways. Echad ata mehayamin, v'echad ata me'asmol. And you're facing in towards the Kodesh HaKodesh Kodeshim, of one to the right, one to the left. And the ability to enter the ta next to it on the right, and then the ta next to it on the left. And from the first ta, the entrance into the ta'im in general, v'chad the ta shal gabav, and one for the ta above it. So they have 3 entrances. Obviously, the top ones only have 2. They have one to each side. They have one below them, which is coming up from the other one, but they're not going to count it twice. V'kem mizrachit tzvonit, in the northeastern corner, hayu chamisha ptachim. Over there were actually 5 doorways or entrances. Echad de ta, one to the ta min hayamin, v'echad ta de shal gabav, v'echad de misiba, v'echad de pishpash, v'echad de echal. So this is according to the shita of the chachamim. We saw yesterday machlok between the chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda as to how the doors looked when they entered in from the side chamber into the echal. The chachamim's opinion was that the person entered into the ta. From the ta, they went into the heichal. Then they opened up the doors of the heichal from the inside, both sets of doors from the inside. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you entered into the ta. Then from the ta, you went in between the 2 doors and then opened them up. So this is according to the shita of the chachamim, that you actually enter into the heichal. So your question is, how did they get into the ta'im? This is the ta that they got in through. According to the chachamim, next to the shara gadol, next to the petach of the heichal, on the right side was that pishpasha katan. Pishpash HaKadam was the smaller doorway that you entered. That doorway was a doorway into the Ta. That's one doorway in. On the other side of that Ta, there's a doorway into the Heichal. So that's 2 doors to this. Then you had one, Liktav She'agabav. You had one of it for the chamber that was above it. You have an entrance there. So that's already 3. Echad Latashu Yamin. One to the chamber to the right. Obviously the chamber, there's no chamber to the left. To the left is the doorways into the Heichal. So the chamber to the left, that's 4. Vechad the Misiba. And then one to the misibah. We've described the misibah before as a spiral staircase, possibly a spiral staircase, or over here some of the mefarshim explained that it's a ramp. It's a ramp that goes up that allows you entrance to the aliyot on the top of the heichal.
From the outside.
From the outside. We'll see in a second that there was, on the outside of the ta'im, there was another area or space that allowed you to ascend up to the aliyah of the gag, the kodesh kodesh kodim. Ha'tachtona. The lowest level of chambers, chamisha, they are 5 amot wide. Virovet, shisha, their roof, or with their beams on top, were 6 amot wide. Vemtzait, the middle chambers were shisha, 6 amot wide, because the roof of the bottom ones becomes the floor of the one above it. And then, rovet sheva, their ceiling has 7 amot wide. Velyuna, and therefore the top chambers were 7 amot wide. Shenemar. Because it says, Aitziyah tachtona chamesh be'ama, rochba, the lowest level was 5 amot wide, v'tichona, the middle level is 6 be'ama rochba, 6 amot wide, v'shlishit sheva be'ama rochba, and the seventh one was, or the top level was 7 amot wide. How did that work? So instead of having to place, whenever you put on a ceiling or a roof that sits between 2 levels, you have to bore into the wall, and you put the beams there, and then you make the next level. They didn't do it that way. Inside of the Eichal, when they built these levels, of chambers. First chamber was 5 amot wide. When you got up to the top, the walls actually narrowed by an aman. You know, the walls were 5 amot thick, 6 amot thick, depending if it was the outer or the inner walls. So those walls, as they ascended to the level of the next chambers, they actually got smaller by an amah, so created a shelf. That shelf is on which they put what we called here the rovid. So that verse 1 was 5 amot wide. It went up. The walls, the outer walls now create a shelf of an amah because they narrowed. You put 6 amot wide beams on it. Those 6 amot wide beams become the floor of the next level. They're 6 amot. And again, the wall narrows another amah. By narrowing another one, create another shelf which is 7 amot wide. So by doing that, going up, they created the chambers actually wider as you went up because the wall is narrowing as it climbs. Half an amah from each side, half an amah from each wall is narrowing, therefore you get these shelves that allow you to place the beams on. And that makes each one of the ta'im successively, as you get higher levels, an amah wider than the one below it. Now this is the misiba. Misiba ita ula, mikeren, mizrachit, tzvonit. That's what we just said before. The northeastern corner, from that corner, that ta, there was an entrance to the misiba. The keren, tzvonit maravit. It goes all the way from the mizrachit tzvonit to the tzvonit maravit. Sheba. Vayu olim legagot hata'im. And there it is how you got up to the aliyot, to the attic above the ta'im. Hayala b'misiba upanav l'marav. So if he enters from the northeastern corner, and he's walking the length of the eichal, he's walking towards the west. This is between the wall of the Eichal and the Ta'im. There's another gap there. There's another space there. So he walks to the west. Halach al kol pnei tzafon. Then walks across the northern side. Hachu migiyah l'marav. You're walking along the northern side of the Eichal till you get to the western side. You're facing west. You walk all the way to the western side. Migiyah l'marav. Pafach b'nav l'darom. When you get to the western side, you turn left, which means now you're facing south. And Allah kaplei marav achi megila darom. You walk the entire western, at the back of the heichal, until you get to the southern side. You get to the southern side, you make a left again. When you make a left again, egia kaplei darom, you're facing the south, v'yapanav l'mizrach, and you're facing eastward because you're walking back towards the front of the heichal. Melech b'darom achi megila pitcha shel aliyah. And you walk all the way back till you get to the entranceway of the aliyah. Because the petach of the aliyah was facing south or in the southern corner. So what you have to do is, depending on what you think this misiba is, if you think it's a ramps going up, basically you started in the northeastern corner, you walked the ramp up towards the back of the eichal in the west, then the ramp, you turned left, the ramp continued up along the west towards the south side, then the south side you turn left again, and you give the ramp until you get all the way up back to the southeastern corner. And that southeastern corner, that was the entrance to the Aliyah. That's if you think it's ramps. If you think it's a spiral staircase, then the spiral staircase went up from where you were, straight up, possibly. And then you just have to go around the top, around the rim of the top, or there were multiple spiral staircases. Either way, you end up there. When you got to the entrance to the Aliyah, there were actually two beams that stood there. Shel eres of cedar. Shem olim lugaga. That's how you get onto the roof. Shel Aliyah. That's how you get on top of the Aliyah. Some people say it's a ladder. You know, these were two beams and they had steps in between them. That's how they got up. Others say, the Rosh over here says that they actually had chakuk b'hem makom ma'amad regel alot v'laredet b'hem. That they were actually carved into them steps that you could go up, that you climb up, like rock climbing, put your foot in it and you climb up that way. Uberoshan pispesin mavdil be'aliyah ben kodesh ha-kodeshim. In the Aliyah, there was, again, these pispasim, if these are projections coming out of the wall, or they're inlays in the floor of tile or wood, either way, they demarcated where you were above the Kodesh in the Aliyah, and where you were above the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So you knew where you are inside of the Aliyah. V'lulim ayub tuchim Aliyah, there were skylights in the Aliyah, the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim, to allow you to descend into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Shebehen ayub mishalshalim et umanim b'tevot. This is the famous thing that everybody knows, that they used to lower down the workers into the Kodesh HaKodeshim in these cabinets of sorts that allowed them to work without looking. So they lowered them down from these arubot in the Aliyah. So they should not be looking around the Kodesh HaKodeshim, get benefit from the Shekhinah, from all that was there in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now, Heichal. Now we're going to go back to now describing the Eichal itself. We talked about the Pitcho Eichal, dealt with what's around the Eichal, now they can actually go to the measurements of the Eichal. Before we do that, just want to mention the Rambam. You can see in his pictures in the back of the Gemara, the Rambam actually believes that a Ta means his face. But we describe the Ta'im here, they ran along from on the northern side, they run from the west to the east. The way the Rambam has it running, actually, is those on the north, they run
north to south.
These Ta'im were long chambers that ran along the whole wall, and a Ta' is above the walls, above the empty spaces and walls. Wall, empty space, wall, space, wall, space, all of those things called the Heichal. All those spaces had a Ta' above them. So the Rambam defines the word Ta' as being a space, and therefore he has five Ta'im on the north and southern sides because of the way, we're going to see in a second, the way the Heichal is laid out. The Heichal has an outer wall, then there's the Misibah that we just described, then there's another wall, then there were a Ta', and then there's the wall of the Heichal itself. So that creates five places, and because of those five places, above them there were five Ta'im. So that's the way the Rambam describes it. It's very different than everybody else. A little more difficult to understand, but I just want to mention it because he has a different approach than everyone else. Bartanur follows the Rambam, but Rambam is an unusual shita here. Vayichal, me'al, me'al, ro me'al. Was 100 by 100 by 100. 100 cubed. Now we're going to see in a second that wasn't the entirety of the Eichal. That's true of the front of the Eichal, the Ulam part of it. So now he's going to explain the height of Me'ah. Ha'otem, Sheish Me'ot. The foundation was 6 Amot. The foundation of the Eichal, 6 Amot. And that had to do, if you remember, there's a staircase that enters in the front of the Ulam. The staircase was 12 stairs that ascended 6 Amot, a half Amah for each stair. So those 6 Amot, that's the foundation, that's the base of the Eichal. V'govar be'im Amah, then the actual Eichal is 40 Amot high, it's a ceiling that is 40 Amot high. Then, after you've got that, you reach the ceiling. V'amah kiur, then there's amah of type of decorative roofing on it. V'amatayim beit dilfa, then 2 Amot of the beit dilfa. V'amah tikra, and then a amah for the ceiling. V'amah maziva, and then an amah worth of plaster on top of that. The only thing I didn't explain here was the beit dilfa. Right, but you have here, on top of the 6 Amot of foundation, the 40 Amot of space that was the actual room, then on top of that, you have a ceiling. First, amah is this kiur, is this decorative inlay, or painted, or carved area. On top of that, you have this amatayim beit dilfa. We'll see in a second. Amah tikra, is the actual ceiling, and then amah maziva is the plaster, or lime, that they put on top of it. The beit dilfa, according to the Rambam, is drainage. It's the way to get the water to drip from the word delef. So the Rambam believes there were two ceilings or two roofs. There's a roof, a gap, and then a roof. That gap was where the water, they moved the water through it. So therefore, it drained the water off of the Eichal. That's the way they drained the water through it. Others believe that the Beit Dilfa was another layer of the ceiling that gave it strength.
The structure that connected the roof to the walls, and it's from the word lafeif, meaning to hug or be close together.
So that the two amot of Beit Dilfa was another two amot of actual ceiling there. So then you have another Arba'im Amah, which is the upper area of it. And that upper area also afterwards has its own ceiling as well. So you have the Aliyah, Govash Aliyah Mem Amah, 40 Amot high, Amah Kiur, V'Amatayim Beit Dilfa, Amah Tikra, V'Amah Maziba again, the same type of ceiling work. So that means if we said the bottom was 40 Amot, plus the Amah Kiur, plus the Amatayim Beit Dilfa, plus the Amah Tikra, Amah Maziba, one was 40 amot of airspace and 5 amot of ceiling. So you put the two together, you get 45, and 45 is 90. Then you have 6 of the base is 96. And what are the last 4 amot is described here. The gimel amot makah, there was 3 amot, which was the fencing around the top. V'amah kala urev. And the last one was the amah of the kala urev. Here the Rishonim discuss different scenarios of what the amah urev. It was to keep the birds away from landing on top of the eichal. So it was pointy in some way. Some say that it was Rashi, and some place says it was nails or spikes that were coming up. Others think that it was a half inch a square, triangle, half a square, or some say they were actually diamonds that were sharp metal protrusions so that they came to points and didn't sit flat, and therefore it protected from the birds landing on it. So that gives you the additional 4 amot, which is the 100 amot of high height. Yudomer lo ya kala orev ole min amida. Kala orev does not count towards the 100 amot. Ela arba amot aya makah. The makah itself was 4 amot. Then you had the amah kala orev on top of it, which merely means it's 101, but you don't count the kala orev. So that's the height of the Eichal. Now we go mizrach le ma'arav. Let's go east to west. How do you get the 100 amot? So the Eichal here is 100 amot. Me'ama kota le ulam. The wall of the ulam as you enter from the east side is chamesh. It's 5 amot thick. Ve'ha ulam itself is 11 amot deep. Kotel Eichal, then the wall between the Ulam and the Eichal into the Kodesh, was Shesh, 6 Amot. Vitocho, the actual Kodesh, is Arbaim Ama, 40 Ama. Ama Traksin is the Ama that sits between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Vesrim Ama Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim. Then you have the 20 Amot of the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim. So far for the Ulam itself, you have the 5 of the wall, the 11 internal, which is 16, plus the other 6 on the other side for the wall of Eichal is 22. Then inside you have 40 and 20 is 60, plus you have the 1 on my Traksin. So 22 and 61, I get to 83. So now I'm up to 83. Kotel Eichal, the back wall of the Eichal is 6, that's 89. Vata, we say behind there was the ta, now they're picking the middle ta, which is sheish. So now we're up to 95. The kotel ta, and the world of the ta is chamesh, is 5 amot. Put that together, you get to 100 amot of length from east to west. Now in terms of width, I mean that's afon ledarom, from north to south, now you have shivim ama. It's only 70 amot. We said before it was 100 amot. That's because the ulam is 100 amot. But the heichal itself is only 70 amot. Kotel ha-misiba. Now the misiba was that extra area on the outside that allowed you to ascend to the aliyah. So the kotel ha-misiba is 5. Ha-misiba itself is 3, 3 amot wide. Kotel ha-ta, then the wall to the ta is 5. Vata sheish, the middle level of ta'im is 6 wide. And kotel ha-heichal is 6. And the wall of the Eichal is 6. So if you take that, you have the wall of the Misibah is 5, the Misibah is 3 is 8. Then the Kotel Ta is 5 is 13. Then you have the Ta itself, which is 6, is 19. And then you have the Kotel Eichal, which is 6, which is 25. So that's 25. On the other side, you're going to have the exact same thing, which is 25 is 50. And then Betocho is 3 Mama. And the middle is 20 Amot. So that gets you the 70 Amot of width. So then you have Kotel Eichal, it just goes through the other side here backwards. It's Kotel Eichal Sheish, Vata Sheish, Kotel Ata Chamesh, Beit Horedet Amayim, Shalosh Amot. On the other side, it doesn't have the Misibah, but counts the Beit Horedet Amayim. Kotel Chamesh Amot, and then 5 Amot. That, Horedet Amayim, is Machloket here, what that means. Beit Horedet Amayim is either the place where the drains from the roof came down, right, so as opposed to the Beit Gilfah that the Rambam describes as the way that they got the water up, over here, this might be the gutter system was over there that allowed the water to drain from the roof. If you look in the Rosh,
it suggests some other reason for it.
It says, Ayem makom shemei naftoach, nimshachim derech smol, sham bitzinrot, v'alul yam shasash lamo lebeit ha-tvila. Used to fill up the mikvot from that water that poured down from atav le'echal through that area. What's interesting here is that there's no misibah in the back, even though before the Mishnah described that when you made the turn, you went around the backside on the misibah. That's interesting. And that there's no misibah on the southern side as well, where they also said there was a misibah. So it might have been that things filled in or had double tasks over here, because it has to have a way the Mishnah described it before, there was a misibah on all three sides.
Or the misibah sat above these areas, because when you had already ascended on the northern side, you were above near the aliyah part, coming around on the western and northern sides, so that there was empty space below the misibah over there that could be used for the horedat ha-mayim, and again, there was no space left in the back.
All right, so now we have 70. Then ulam odef alav 15 amot min ha-tzafon ve-15 min ha-darom. The ulam has 15 amot on each side that it extends outward, but that gets you an extra 30. That's 100 amot wide. That area was called the Beit HaChalifot from the word chalaf today. Chalaf is a knife, the shechita knife. Because that's where Shisham Gonzim et Sakinim. That's where they put the knives for Shkita. The Kohenim kept their knives over there. Vaichal, Tsar Miachurav, is narrower behind, V'rachav Midefanav, and wider in the front. V'dome Lari, and it looks like a lion. So the Ulam is 100 Amot wide, whereas the Eichal is only 70 Amot wide. So it's much wider in the front than it is in the back. Shnemar, Slikot Pasuk, Hoy Ariel, Ariel, Kiryat Chanat David, Mari, Tsar Me'achurav, Rachav Milafanav, just like a lion, has a big mane and a big head in front and a narrow body behind it. Aveichal, Tsar Me'achurav, Rachav Milafanav. It's wide in the front and narrower in the back. We always picture it like we have, which is that it was squared out, that it was wide in the front and narrow in the back. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnah, the back has it coming back at an angle, not as a right angle that it makes a square area in the front that is 100 amot, and the back here is squared out at 70. Rather, it narrows as it goes back on an angle. That's what the Rambam has drawn in the on the Perush Mishnayot, but we know that most people think that it was squared out in that way. All right, Kol Azara, last parak, we go back now to describe the width and length of the Azara. Kol Azara ita orech 187, arocha 135. It was 187 deep by 135 wide. Mina Mizrach l'Marav, so we're going to do the length first, from the east to the west. Kufay Zayin, 187. Makom Jusad Raglei Yisrael, Yudalaf Amah, 11 Amot for Jusat Yisrael, Makom Jusad Kohanim, 11 Amah, and then 11 Amot for the Jusat Kohanim is 22 Amot before the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach itself is 32 by 32, so you have 32 Amot of the base of the Mizbeach. Ben Ulam Mizbeach, we already discussed, is a 32 Amah, is 22 Amot. 21 of those Amot are taken up by the stairs, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, all 22 are taken up by the stairs to get into the Ulam, but 22 Amot till the Ulam. So far you have 22 on one side of the Mizbeach, 22 on the other side of the Mizbeach is 44. The Mizbeach itself is 32, 76 Amot. The Heichal, we already discussed, is 100 Amot. 176 Amot. Heichal, or the Chayel, it should be, it's probably the Heichal, is 100 Amot. V'chadisra Amot, Echrei Beit HaKaporet. So you have the 44 from the 22 and the 22. You have 32 is 76. 76 Amot plus the 100 of the Heichal is 176 Amot. And then you have the 11 Amot that's behind the Heichal to the western wall is 187. That's why, by the way, we know that when it was pressed, the Eichal was shifted towards the west, closer to the Kotel Maravi. That's why we daven on the western side. Even though all the walls are there, we daven towards the western side, because we know that it was skewed. The Mikdash within the Azara, and the whole Mikdash itself on Har HaBayit was skewed towards the west, that we saw that earlier in the Masechta. But at Tzafon LaDarom, going north to south, 135, that is 135. Min HaKivish Ula Mizbeach. So when you're talking about the Kevish and the Mizbeach, Shishim Ushtaim, at 62, we discussed this, the Gemara asked the question, if the ramp is 32, and the Mizbeach is 32, how do you end up with 62? It should be 64. The way the Rambam answers the question is that the floor is 30, and the hypotenuse is 32. Again, mathematically, it's very difficult to say that. Most, the Gemara and Zvachim, and what seems to be the Rishonim, say that the Kevesh rested of two Amot on the Mizbeach. The Yisod and the Soved, it rested on there, so it takes away two Amot. So together they are 62 Amot. Min HaMizbeach L'Taba'ot, from the Mizbeach to the Taba'ot that we discussed yesterday, 8 Amot. That's another 8 Amot. Makom HaTaba'ot themselves are 24 Amot. So that's an additional 32 Amot there. You have the Mizbeach, which is 62, and 32, that's 94. Min HaTaba'ot L'Shulchanot Arba'a, from those Taba'ot to where the tables were, where they did the Hafshet and Nituach on, that's another 4 Amot. And then Min HaShulchanot L'Nanasin Arba'a. So then you have another 4 Amot to the Ninasim, that's another 8 Amot. And Min HaNinasim L'Kotel Azara, 8 Amot. From the Kotel of the Azara to the Ninasim themselves is 8 Amot. So now if you add that all together, you have 110 Amot. You have 62 of the Mizbeach. You have another 32 afterwards, which is the space between the Mizbeach and the rings, and then from the rings themselves, that gets you 94. Plus, you have the 4 Amot to the Shulchanot, the 4 Amot to the Nanasim, and the 8 Amot to the Kotel, which is another 16. So that gets you to 110. 110 Amot, the last 25 Amot, Amotar ben Akevish, the Kotel, that's between the ramp of the Mizbeach to the Kotel on the southern side, Umakom and Nanasim, which are not counted here, the space that the Nanasim themselves took up, those were the hooks that they used to do the Hefshetan, they're not counted. The problem here in the Mishnah is it doesn't tell you where the amount of the Shulchanot are. What's the space of the Shulchanot? That's a machloket in the Rishonim, how much the Shulchanot took up. Yeah, there's an extra 25 Amot. But if you split that, that tells you where the Mizbeach was located. And that's the machloket of the Rishonim. How far south was the Mizbeach skewed, depending on what you think happened here. Rashi says that there was an additional 4 Amot that the Shulchanot took up that were not mentioned here, and they count towards that. So it's actually only 21 Amot extra. So he says 10.5 to the Kevesh, 10.5 for the Nanasim. Others say no, that the Shulchanot are in the 4 Amot between the Nanasim and the Amudim, that they are there because Shulchanot are right up against the Nanasim. So the 4 Amot, the space also is the Shulchanot. Therefore it's 12.5. The Kevesh is 12.5 away from the wall and 12.5 for the Nanasim. There are others like the Rambam want to say that the Shulchanot actually took up 8 Amot. But they took up 4 Amot of the space in between plus the 4 Amot of the Nanasim, but he doesn't count it. Therefore it's 12.5. The Kevesh is 12.5 away from the wall and 12.5 for the Ninasim. But anyway, there's a machlokas, four ways to divide up, divvy up the numbers here, because you're missing some of the spacing here. Shesh lishkot ayu ba'azara. There were six chambers inside of the azara. Shlosh batzafon v'shlosh bedarom. Three in the south, three in the north. Shibetzafon, most people change the gears here to bedarom. So this really should be darom on the southern side. Lishkat ha-melach, lishkat ha-parve, lishkat ha-medichim. The salt chamber, the parve chamber, and the medichim. Lishkat ha-melach sharam shayu notim melach la-korban. That's where they salted or had the salt for the korbanot. Lishkat ha-parve, shamayu molchim orot. That's where they actually salted down the skins for the kohanim. They salted the skins over there. Machloket, why it's called the parve. Some people say because a man named Parve built it. The Rambam has an unusual thing here. He says that a guy bored a hole through that chamber to watch the avodah in the Mikdash, and he was put to death for doing that, but it's called after him, this guy who was peeking into the Mikdash at Avodah, and he drilled a hole through this. So it's called Beit HaParve. Al-Gaga, on the roof of the Beit HaParve, I have Beit HaTvilah, the Kohen Gadol by Yom HaKippurim. That's where the Kohen Gadol had his mikveh on Yom HaKippurim. Then you have Mishkat HaMadichim, you have the Lishka of the rinsing out, Shema Yimadichim, Kirvei Kodoshim. That's where they rinsed out the stomach of the Kodoshim, where it had the perish inside of it. The rest of the stuff was washed out over by the tables on the side of the Mizbeach. But over here, the perish, the stomach that had to be brought, was brought over there because it needed more rinsing and it was disgusting, so they kept it outside of the Azara itself. Umisham Sibau Lo Legad Beit HaParve. And from there, you had either a spiral staircase or a ramp that took you up to the roof above the Beit HaParve to get to the Makom Tvila. Kohen Gadol, in order to get up to the top of the Beit HaParve to do the Tvila, went through the Lishkat HaMadichim and climbed up and went on top to go to the Mikveh. And the Mikveh was provided by waters from Ein Etam that entered from that side and filled the waters over there. Dalet, Shibet Darob, Lishkat. Now here it should be Tzafon. On the northern side, Lishkat HaEitz, Lishkat HaGola, and Lishkat HaGazit. Shkada Eitz, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shachakti Ma'ita Mishemeshet. Again, a proof that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the author here. He didn't know what it was. Avisholomer, Lishkat Kohen Gadol Eitah. That is actually the Lishkat Palhedrin that is mentioned in Yomer, where the Kohen Gadol is sequestered for 7 days prior to Yom HaKippurim. Acharei Shtehem. It's actually behind the two of them, meaning it's the size of two of them. It's twice the size of the other Taim. So it's not actually in line like the other ones, which were three in a row. Here it's two, plus there's a third one behind it that takes up the space of two of them. But Gag Shloshtam Shaveh, but they all have a similar roof, meaning they're the same level. Then there is Lishkat HaGola, Shamaya Bor Kavua VaGagal Natun Alav. There was a cistern there that had a mechanism, pulley mechanism. Musham Maspiki Mayim L'Chol Azara. That's how they got the water out for the Ol Azara, which is that they were able to draw the water. Why it's called the Gola, whether that's from the Galgal, the pulley system, or Gula, which is the actual bucket that went down to get it out. That's why it's called Lishkat HaGola. Lishkat HaGazit, Shamaita Sanhedrin Gdola Shisho Yoshevet. Lishkat HaGazit, which is famous, that's where the Sanhedrin sat. The Lishkat HaGazit was actually divided in half. Half of it was Kodesh, and half of it was Chol. Because the Sanhedrin sat there, Kechatzi HaGola, like a half circle, in order to sit. You're not allowed to sit in something that's Kodesh Dushat HaZara. So they used to sit in the Chol part of it. And then on the Kodesh part of it, the litigants or anybody who came in would stand, because they were standing anyway, that would be in the Kodesh part. So it's divided into Chol and Kodesh. I would have assumed that the Chol and Kodesh was divided along north and south, meaning that which is the outer side was Chol and the inner side was Kodesh. Over here, the Rambam describes it as being east and west. That was the division between them. They don't any issues that dealt with the Kohanim. I mean, they dealt with all the things, but since the Kohanim were present there, there was a lot of issues with the Kohanim in terms of the Yichus and anything else, any questions. Kohen, shnimtza bo pasul, lovesh shkorim, mitalev shkorim, vatzeva lechlo. Any Kohen that was found pasul and can no longer be a Kohen or do avoda, he dressed in black and left. Shlo nimtza bo pasul, if he was found not to have pasul, lovesh lebanim, put on white, mitatev lebanim, got wrapped in white, v'nichlas, umeshamei shemechav. Now, whether the white is the big day kuna or something else, it's not clear here. Then he goes in and serves with other brothers as Kohenim. B'yom tov ayu asim shlo nimtza pasul b'zaro shel Aron HaKohen. When on a day that they didn't find any psulim, they used to make a yom tov. Whether it's the yom tov is for the kohanim that were not found to, were found to be kosher, or the Sanhedrin when they found them ksherim, made a party. One of those two. Kacha yomim baruch makom baruchu shalom tzab psul b'zaro shel aron. And then this last piska is a question whether it belongs here. Baruchu shebachar baron banav that chose aron banav lamod shrei lifnei Hashem bebeit kodesh kodeshim that chose aron banav to service in the beit kodesh hakodeshim. All right, with that we end Masechet Midot and Kodeshim.